I'm Karen Given. Coming up next week on Only a Game, a boxing gym in Detroit that teaches a lot more than hooks and jabs. But first, since Bill's away this week, I'm going to talk with Charlie Pierce about this week's news. Hi, Charlie.
Hey, Karen.
American swimmer Michael Phelps entered the 2016 Olympics as the most decorated Olympian of all time, and he's added a bunch of medals in Rio. He says he's really retiring this time. Will you be sad to see him go?
You know, I pay attention to swimming like most Americans once every 4 years. So, yeah, you know, come 2020, I'll be saying, where's Michael Phelps in this race? It should be pointed out, though, that now he is not only the most decorated Olympic athlete of all time, he's the most decorated Olympic athlete of all time. He went sailing by Leonidas of Sparta, who was the original record holder for number of times winning Olympic events. That record stood for over 2,100 years.
Wow. Who else have you been watching in the Rio Games?
Well, I mean, I liked the performance of Daryl Homer, the fencer from New York, who won a silver medal. You know, really the first individual medal by an American fencer since 1984, but that was a boycott game, so this was even more impressive. I liked the fact that Kosovo won its first gold medal in its first Olympics as an actual country. We're at the far turn now, Karen. I've seen enough gymnastics, and I've seen enough swimming. It's now time for the people who run really fast.
Bring it on. Olympic golf is back for the first time in 112 years. Team Great Britain golfer Justin Rose celebrated by making a hole-in-one on Thursday. It was the first in Olympic history, but there's no medal for hole-in-one. Don't you think there should be?
Well, they should give him a car or, you know, free dinner at the clubhouse like we do in charity tournaments. It's stupid to have golf in the Olympics. Can
yes.
we at least a minute? But at least on this course, there are like giant rodents called capybaras running around and also snakes and perhaps crocodiles. You know, that would get me to watch every week on Sunday, actually, if there were wildlife all over the courses.
Also on this course are Brazilian golf fans with fans in quotes who don't seem to know the rules. I guess one of them doesn't know not to touch the ball when it goes out of bounds.
Yeah, it's not baseball. You don't get to keep it if the ball comes near you. The guy has to play it again. But I think he was trying to rescue the ball from a wild capybara myself.
The Dallas Cowboys wanted to wear a helmet decal this season in support of Dallas police officers. The NFL has said no because apparently it's vitally important to the game of football that all the helmets match. Have I got that about right?
Yeah, pretty much. But you know what? Do it anyway. Pay the fine. And then do it the next week and pay that fine. And continue to make Roger Goodell look like the idiot that he is.
NFL coaches are paid a lot. They can buy nice stuff like maybe mattresses and pillows. So what's up with L.A. Rams head coach Jeff Fisher?
Well, he's sleeping on an air mattress at training camp. This is not the first time this has happened to Jeff Fisher. He was the coach when the Houston Oilers moved to Tennessee and became the Tennessee Titans. But they played their first 2 years in Memphis while training in Nashville, because their stadium in Nashville wasn't built yet. And the first time I ever met Jeff Fisher, he was living in his trailer at the unfinished training site in Nashville. I walked in, and his socks were drying on a lamp. So if there's any coach in the history of the NFL who can handle this situation, it's Jeff Fisher.
I don't know if you met Fisher's mom, but she's apparently okay with him sleeping on an air mattress. She's not okay with the language her son uses in the season premiere of HBO's Hard Knocks. So be careful, NFL coaches. Mom might be watching.
Jeff Fisher's mom might be watching, but HBO's Hard Knocks never works out well for the team that gets chosen to participate in it. I don't know why any team ever does.
Last month, Buffalo Bills running back Carlos Williams was suspended by the team for being 25 pounds overweight. He blames his pregnant fiance. What's up with that?
Yeah, apparently when his fiance was expecting their baby, she'd get up at 1 or 2 o'clock and say she wanted a snack, and he would go join her because it was the husbandly thing to do. And believe it or not, there's a diagnostic term for this. It's called Couvade syndrome, which apparently, you know, expectant fathers can get morning sickness and hormone levels and cramps similar to labor pains.
Former NBA Commissioner David Stern will be at a Las Vegas gaming conference next month to speak in favor of legalized gambling. Will this roll of the dice pay off for the NBA and other leagues?
Yeah, David Stern does not miss a trick. He's not the kind of person who's going to stand in the way of what he knows is coming inevitably anyway. He wants federal action on it. I wish him luck with that because I don't think he's ever going to get it. But I think that, you know, state by state, I think you're going to see it start rolling.
ESPN anchor John Saunders passed away this week at the age of 61. How will you remember him?
I was around a lot at the very early days of ESPN, so I got to know the basic group of anchors, including the great Bob Lee. And John was just a terrific guy. He was a hockey player, really good hockey player when he was younger. He and I would always kid about how we both had an interest in hockey and nobody else at the network did. He was a gentleman and really a terrific broadcaster, and he will be missed very, very much.
And finally, Charlie, umpires lost count of balls and strikes in the seventh inning of Wednesday's Yankees-Red Sox game, which I think means that baseball has finally come up with a good use for instant replay.
Yes, but it also means that some umpires were unable to count to three or four. And what's great is it was on a Red Sox rookie named Andrew Benintendi, who has to be wondering whether he's really in the big leagues or not at this point. Wow, I made the show. What do you mean strike five?
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce in Sports Illustrated, and he joins us each week on Only a Game. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Karen.